psychological archetype of Mars in Zodiac, part 1. Mars in Aries, the warrior or the first responder. Mars is in its own sign here, expressing pure action, courage, and immediate force. This placement thrives on momentum, competition, and challenge. The warrior archetype shows up in those who charge into situations with bravery, asserting themselves boldly and instinctively. The first responder emerges when that raw drive is applied to urgent needs. Someone who excels in emergencies, fast decision-making, and initiating new efforts without hesitation. This Mars leads in crisis, sport, entrepreneurship, or conflict resolution. Its challenge is patience, learning when not to fight and how to conserve energy for the long haul. Mars in Taurus, the builder or the defender. In Taurus, Mars slows down and roots itself. Ruled by Venus, this Mars prefers steady effort, physical reliability, and tangible goals. The builder archetype channels energy into creating durable outcomes through craftsmanship, discipline, and unwavering commitment. The defender emerges when Mars protects what it values, family, land, or principles, with slow-burning intensity. This placement excels in agriculture, finance, architecture, or situations that require resilience over speed. Its challenge lies in stubbornness, resistance to change, or delayed reaction in fast-moving scenarios. Mars in Gemini, the tactician or the debater. Mars in Gemini fights with words, wit, and ideas. Ruled by Mercury, this placement expresses energy through communication, movement, and mental agility. The tactician archetype appears in those who strategize quickly, adjusting plans in real time and staying several steps ahead. The debater uses sharp intellect to challenge, persuade, or provoke, thriving in settings that value cleverness and verbal engagement. This Mars fits well in journalism, sales, teaching, or tech. Its challenge is scattered energy or verbal aggression, fighting too many battles at once or winning arguments at the cost of deeper connection. Mars in Cancer, the protector or the emotional resistor. This is Mars in its sign of debilitation, where action is colored by emotion. Ruled by the Moon, this placement turns energy inward, toward defending loved ones or reacting from past emotional imprints. The protector archetype defends home, family, and memory with intense loyalty. The emotional resistor shows up when this Mars hesitates, holding back action due to fear, mood, or subconscious wounds. When matured, it channels energy into caregiving, healing, or behind-the-scenes crisis support. Its challenge is indirectness, passive aggression, or acting from emotional volatility rather than clarity. Psychological archetype of Mars in Zodiac, part 2. Mars in Leo, the commander or the performer. In Leo, Mars acts with pride, flair, and a hunger for recognition. Ruled by the Sun, this Mars channels ambition through leadership and visibility. The commander archetype leads with authority, motivated by honor, reputation, and the desire to leave a legacy. The performer expresses assertiveness through presence, drama, or performance, seeking applause through impact. This Mars thrives in politics, coaching, military leadership, or any domain where power and stagecraft intersect. Its challenge is ego-driven action, pursuing dominance or validation instead of genuine service or purpose. Mars in Virgo, the technician or the executor. Mars in Virgo becomes precise, calculated, and task-oriented. Ruled by Mercury, action here is methodical and detail-focused. The technician archetype directs energy into refining systems, tools, or procedures, obsessed with doing it the right way. The executor emerges when Mars applies discipline to daily work, someone who finishes what others start, holding standards with quiet rigor. This Mars fits perfectly in engineering, surgery, research, or quality control roles. Its challenge is perfectionism and burnout, overfixating on details and struggling to step back or delegate. Mars in Libra, the strategist or the duelist. In Libra, Mars enters Venus's domain and must balance drive with diplomacy. This creates a dynamic tension between assertion and harmony. The strategist archetype arises in those who act through calculation, carefully choosing battles, managing alliances, and striking when it matters. The duelist expresses through debate, competition in relationships, or advocacy, seeking justice while maintaining poise. This Mars thrives in law, negotiation, or design-based roles where movement must align with aesthetic or ethical balance. Its challenge is indecision, suppressed anger, or passive-aggressive behavior when action is delayed in favor of harmony. Mars in Scorpio, the eliminator or the transformer. Here, Mars returns to its own sign, deep, intense, and controlled. Co-ruled by Ketu, this placement channels energy below the surface, preferring secrecy, precision, and long-term impact. The Eliminator archetype acts with surgical focus, cutting away what no longer serves, often through confrontation or crisis. The Transformer emerges when Mars becomes the agent of emotional or structural change, breaking down to rebuild. This Mars thrives in psychology, research, investigation, surgery, or strategy-heavy roles. Its challenge is control and obsession, acting from hidden motives, emotional reactivity, or intensity that alienates others. Psychological archetype of Mars in Zodiac, Part 3. Mars in Sagittarius, the Crusader or the Explorer. Mars in Sagittarius acts with conviction, aiming for ideals and distant goals. Ruled by Jupiter, this placement blends fire with vision, motivating action through beliefs, justice, or spiritual drive. The Crusader archetype fights for causes, philosophy, education, truth, often expressing courage through teaching, preaching, or global missions. The Explorer seeks new terrain, geographically or intellectually, using action as a means of growth. This Mars thrives in law, publishing, sports, or any path requiring stamina and faith. Its challenge is impulsive righteousness, pushing dogma, overlooking nuance, or overcommitting in pursuit of a bigger ideal. Mars in Capricorn, the Executor or the Strategist General. Mars is exalted in Capricorn, where its fire is tempered by Saturn's structure. Here, energy becomes disciplined, tactical, and enduring. The Executor archetype performs with precision, meeting deadlines, climbing hierarchies, and achieving long-term goals. The Strategist General emerges when action is backed by foresight, persistence, and real politic, leading with purpose, not emotion. This Mars excels in engineering, governance, project leadership, or institutional reform. Its challenge is emotional repression and rigidity, over-prioritizing achievement at the expense of vulnerability, flexibility, or human connection. Mars in Aquarius, the Disruptor or the Engineer. Mars in Aquarius is unconventional, sharp, and socially charged. Ruled by Saturn and Rahu, this Mars acts for innovation, reform, or collective disruption. The Disruptor archetype challenges stagnant systems, using logic and rebellion to provoke necessary change. The Engineer expresses through building scalable structures, especially in tech, systems, or networks that affect the many. This Mars thrives in data science, activism, invention, or social strategy. Its challenge lies in detachment or unpredictability, acting with brilliance but sometimes without empathy or emotional alignment with others involved. Mars in Pisces, the Rescuer or the Mystic Striver. Mars in Pisces is emotional, imaginative, and spiritually guided. Ruled by Jupiter, this Mars acts through intuition, compassion, and symbolism. The Rescuer archetype fights not for ego, but for healing, rushing into emotional, humanitarian, or spiritual crises to serve or save. The Mystic Striver emerges when action is fueled by inner visions, working tirelessly for dreams others can't see. This Mars thrives in film, healing arts, spirituality, or nonprofit work. Its challenge is lack of direction, scattered focus, idealism without strategy, or passive avoidance of necessary conflict. Psychological Archetype of Mars by House, Part 1. How Mars expresses drive, action, ambition, and conflict through each house, revealing where you assert, compete, and pursue control or challenge, independent of zodiac sign. Mars in the first house, the instinctive fighter, or the bold pathfinder. With Mars in the first house, action is the first response. Identity and assertion are fused. The instinctive fighter archetype moves through life with urgency, courage, and personal intensity, confronting obstacles head-on and rarely hesitating. The bold pathfinder emerges in those who forge their own way, natural leaders who prefer doing to waiting and clarity to compromise. This Mars thrives in sport, survival, emergency roles, or leadership by example. Its challenge is impulsiveness, acting before thinking, clashing with others easily, or struggling to share space or power. Mars in the second house, the determined earner or the resource defender. In the second house, Mars becomes focused, stubborn, and protective over what is earned or owned. The determined earner archetype puts energy into building wealth, developing skill, and achieving material security, often driven to prove worth through productivity. The resource defender emerges when this Mars becomes territorial, quick to protect possessions, values, or boundaries with a strong-willed force. This placement thrives in business, craftsmanship, or any work requiring endurance. Its challenge is possessiveness or financial aggression, treating security as a battlefield or resisting change that threatens established comfort. Mars in the third house, the verbal challenger or the tactical multitasker. Mars in the third house acts through words, learning, and movement. The verbal challenger archetype debates, provokes, and asserts intellect through sharp communication, often competitive with peers or siblings. The tactical multitasker moves quickly between goals, driven to conquer tasks, sharpen skills, or master tools and tech. This Mars thrives in media, logistics, teaching, or any setting requiring mental agility and fast decisions. Its challenge is scattered aggression, burning out through overactivity, clashing in conversation, or using intellect to dominate rather than collaborate. Mars in the fourth house, the defensive protector or the inner warrior. With Mars in the fourth house, emotional security becomes a battleground. The defensive protector archetype fiercely guards home, family, or private space, emotionally reactive and loyal to the core. The inner warrior channels ambition inward, driven by buried passion, ancestral tension, or unresolved emotional fires that fuel personal strength. This Mars excels in real estate, ancestral healing, home building, or family business. Its challenge is passive-aggressive conflict or domestic volatility, suppressing anger until it erupts, or projecting inner tension onto those closest. Psychological archetype of Mars by house to Mars in the fifth house, the competitive creator or the passionate pursuer. Mars in the fifth house ignites passion through expression, romance, and performance. The competitive creator archetype thrives on being seen, fueling art, games, or teaching with bold intensity and the desire to win or lead. The passionate pursuer channels action into love, children, or creative risks, turning pleasure into a form of conquest or personal challenge. This Mars excels in sports, entertainment, entrepreneurship, or education. Its challenge is drama, confusing intensity for connection or needing constant stimulation to feel engaged emotionally or creatively. Mars in the sixth house, the tireless worker or the critical executor. Here, Mars directs energy toward routine, discipline, and problem-solving. The tireless worker archetype is driven to refine systems, correct inefficiencies, and prove competence through service. The critical executor acts with precision, often impatient with disorganization and compelled to fix what's flawed. This Mars thrives in healthcare, administration, coaching, or any role requiring tactical effort. Its challenge is burnout or micromanagement, pushing too hard, criticizing others, or internalizing frustration when perfection isn't met. Mars in the seventh house, the relationship challenger or the assertive ally. With Mars in the seventh house, assertiveness plays out through relationships and partnerships. The relationship challenger archetype seeks intensity in bonds, pushing partners to grow, sparring intellectually or emotionally, and sometimes unconsciously creating friction to feel alive. The assertive ally is the one who defends loved ones, negotiates fiercely, and acts as a protector in joint ventures. This Mars excels in law, negotiation, client work, or business partnerships. Its challenge is projection, turning unresolved inner conflict into external tension, or seeing others as opponents rather than collaborators. Mars in the eighth house, the power operator or the transformational fighter. Mars in the eighth house operates behind the scenes, driven by emotional depth, secrecy, and the desire to master inner or hidden forces. The power operator archetype thrives in high-stakes environments, handling crisis, managing joint resources, or navigating taboo subjects with focused intensity. The transformational fighter emerges when this Mars confronts fear, trauma, or ego death, fighting for emotional rebirth and empowerment. This placement excels in psychology, investigative work, surgery, or finance. Its challenge is control, struggling with trust, emotional volatility, or the need to dominate in unseen ways. Psychological archetype of Mars by house, part 3. Mars in the ninth house, the zealous explorer, or the ideological crusader. In the ninth house, Mars charges toward truth, meaning, and new horizons. The zealous explorer archetype is driven by a thirst for adventure, taking bold steps into unfamiliar territory through travel, learning, or spiritual expansion. The ideological crusader fights for beliefs, asserting philosophy or justice with fervor, often becoming a defender of their worldview. This Mars thrives in teaching, law, publishing, or international missions. Its challenge is self-righteousness or inflexibility, turning passion into dogma, or using knowledge as a weapon rather than a bridge. Mars in the 10th house, the ambitious builder or the strategic leader. Mars in the 10th house is direct, goal-oriented, and highly driven to succeed. The ambitious builder archetype rises through action, climbing hierarchies through relentless effort, discipline, and strategic moves. The strategic leader commands respect through competence and control, often using ambition as a roadmap to legacy. This Mars excels in business, politics, engineering, or executive roles. Its challenge is workaholism or harshness, sacrificing personal needs or relationships for the sake of career, or being overly authoritative in pursuit of results. Mars in the 11th house, the network activator, or the social strategist. In the 11th house, Mars applies energy to movements, teams, and collective visions. The network activator archetype rallies groups around causes, energizing communities, leading social initiatives, or sparking change within organizations. The social strategist is focused on influence, calculating moves to navigate alliances, status, or group dynamics. This Mars thrives in advocacy, innovation, politics, or collaborative leadership. Its challenge is competition within networks, clashing with peers, asserting dominance in groups, or burning bridges through impatience or overdrive. Mars in the 12th house, the hidden warrior or the subconscious fighter. Mars in the 12th house fights invisible battles, internally or behind closed doors. The hidden warrior archetype takes action in subtle, spiritual, or private realms, protecting others silently or acting as a guardian in crises few can see. The subconscious fighter channels conflict inward, battling doubt, fear, or ancestral patterns, often developing great strength through solitude. This Mars excels in healing, retreats, rescue work, spiritual warfare, or covert operations. Its challenge is suppression, bottling anger, acting indirectly, or feeling chronically exhausted from carrying unseen tension.